Leo's on the Move Part 4. The drivers, they scratched their heads and they muttered to each other just what could they do now. They just knew that it was essential to keep the door shuttered, to keep their small passenger safe and secure somehow. In Tekuiti, the truck came to a stop suddenly. It was here their replacements would meet them. The SPCA, with its vet lovingly, was already standing there to greet them. They had a cage for to carry our Leo to safety. The trick was to open the door and to pluck him from the confines of the truck, and they were sure that he'd be in a panic. They had to grab him by his forelimbs. Cautiously, they all gathered at the back by the door, listening carefully to all sounds coming from inside. Leo, in the meantime, was laid out on the floor. He was definitely not at all terrified. The door they inched up on its chains carefully, expecting to find Leo quite traumatized. But to their dismay, their attitude cheerfully, no sign of dear Leo, but a sight quite disorganized. Leo, they called, with their cage carefully staged by the door so he couldn't escape them. The last thing they needed was a cat quite enraged, who could create a lot more frenzied mayhem. The drivers and vet were puzzled somewhat when no answer or cat could they locate. The drivers jumped up and were soon quite dumbstruck, when by the small box of tea, there was their mate. The three of them laughed when they realised what had happened, that Leo was full of his catnip. Therefore, getting him into the cage was so easy, unimagined, settling down on the mattress quite automatic. Sergeant Todd had inquired and found that a car being dispatched back to New Plymouth was a day away, so Leo was put up by Smith's daughter, who thought it all bizarre. This adventure of Leo was happening on her birthday. And that is the end of part 4. Thanks for reading my blogs. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.